Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're on The Burt Show.
Dreema is here from Atlanta Ghost Hunters, and we were just talking to her, and I think it's very funny that she makes her living surrounded by ghosts, but she won't play with like a Ouija board.
Because that's spooky.
Well... No, I have done some, like, stuff with Ouija boards and stuff, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm not, like, opposed to it, but...
I think they're freaky.
Isn't that, like, too. A ghost hunter's,
I wouldn't
like,
touch that.
Like, starter drug?
What's that?
The Ouija like, board?
No.
Like, don't you start looking in the mirror doing the Bloody Mary thing and say 3 times and all that, and then you work your way up to the Ouija board, next thing you know, you're in strangers' houses listening for voices?
I've actually never actually used the Ouija board itself. I've used a cup and, like, had... the spirits move it back and forth.
So like you're doing
a
seance by yourself?
Poor man's Ouija board.
Yes. Yeah. Serious ghetto Ouija board right there.
Wow.
Ghetto board. Did you have all letters on it or just vowels?
No. Just yes and no.
Just yes and no.
You steal some of those magnetic poetry magnets. Rainbows fish dance lightly among trees.
What?
Huh? Oh my God.
Even as an adult, I won't look in the mirror and say, what, Candyman 3 times or Bloody Mary 3 times? Even though you know it's...
No. Because Bloody Mary's pissed off now because too many people have played that game. I mean, she's like, come on now.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Let's just say it 3 times right
Hell
now.
Hell no.
I don't do it either.
No.
Hell no.
We had the Bell Witch in Nashville. So that, I don't know what is like, I guess the Blair Witch, you know, is we had the Bell Witch and it was the similar kind of thing. And I know today I still wouldn't go to the bathroom and do that. And we'd turn on the water and say it 3 times and turn around. I mean, like all these ridiculous things we
turn
had to do.
Turn around 3 times, yeah. Stealing your head.
I won't tempt that. Nuh-uh.
You're going to think about it now. Like at night when you go to the bathroom, you're going to think about it. It's going to be in your head and you're not.
I don't look in the mirror when I go to the bathroom, so I probably won't.
I think that's a really good read. It's a very good philosophy. This is the call that we took from Beth about half an hour ago because she thought you guys were going to be on at 6:15 this morning. So this is what she was telling us about her house.
We renovated it, and when we were renovating it, strangers would drive up into the driveway and say, this is a really bad idea. And the air conditioning guy came, went under our house, went to get his supplies, and never came back. My husband called and was like, hey, where are you guys at? And they were like, hey, we're sorry, we're not coming back there. So
really?
Oh, gosh.
Now, have you seen things yourself?
No, I have not, but I'm very skeptical. I'm like, telling myself it's not going to happen and there's no ghost here. But apparently when Dreama and them came out, they heard all sorts of stuff. And I'm just anxious to see what they heard.
All right, and like Jeff said before, it's like we don't ask the ghost hunters to come in to say, we didn't find anything.
Yeah. Thanks for having me in, but I got nothing to tell you.
Thanks for coming on in. We found nothing.
Well, when I heard that, Jeff had said something about the ghost saying, well, it must be hot. Because the air conditioner guy quit.
Right.
And I actually did get a voice that said hot.
Did you really?
I really did. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. So when I heard that on the when she was on the radio earlier, I was like cracking up in my car because I was like, I actually did get that.
See, air conditioning man, you aggravated the ghost.
Right.
Yeah, by leaving.
What part of town is this in here? this house?
Marietta.
And when you go into a home, do you do any research on the history of the home before you go in?
Yeah, I do. And I actually, this one was so intriguing that I joined Ancestry.com to try and do some extra research on it. And he had told me a lot of stuff. It's very hard. The library wasn't very helpful because it just got put into the historical district or whatever. So there wasn't a whole lot on it. But he told me a little bit of the history. I looked it up myself. I couldn't find some of it because he said that it's actually Bushrod Froebel's house.
Bushrod?
Mm-hmm. Wow. He was in the Civil War.
You pissed ghost too. Yeah. Name me Bushrod. I'd haunt everybody around me for the next 300 centuries. Bushrod.
I know.
Jacked up. That's an adult film name.
Well, oh.
It's like two people's names.
It's checked. Okay.
Well, they had, he said that he worked at, he had to help design the Atlanta Water Works.
Okay.
I couldn't find that, but, you know, I'm not saying that he didn't. So I don't know. I mean, like, I tried to do a lot of research on it. There isn't a whole lot of things out there.
And how about the home itself? You know anything about the home before you go into it?
He had told me that about the people that had came in, quit, and there had been people that drove up to the house, told them not to move in. And he had also said that the rumors of the house is that there was a mistress that had been beheaded and buried in the wall.
Whoa.
Ooh. Oh,
okay. Mm. See, just a rumor of something like that in a home would make me go, you know what, there's plenty of other neighborhoods around here.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't want to live in Bushrod's home.
Well, the family had actually, his family had owned the home for a long time. They were just renovating it recently to move in. And the house is amazing. Like, it is very, very, very beautiful home.
It's an older home. And
is it like a old mansion type?
It's just like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's an older home, and they have taken off the porch around the back. Mm-hmm. I saw pictures of the older home on the internet because like one of their family members had posted it. So there's like a porch that had wrapped around. They removed that and added onto the house. So outside there's like brick there were brick archways, and those are actually inside the house now to go into the kitchen.
Oh, cool idea.
Like it's beautiful.
Wow.
It's really nice.
I wonder if Bushrod stood back and went, that's a good idea right there. Bushrod interior decorated.
If my name was Bushrod, I'd have to talk to myself in the third person. Oh, Bushrod loves this.
Bushrod up.
All right, so you go inside the home, you set up all your equipment and everything, and let's hear what you found here.
Okay, well, I actually went twice because the first time I went, I got one EVP that was just so good that it made me want to go back. So the first EVP is the first one that we're going to play, and it's kind of hard to hear, so just kind of listen really closely. It's on one of our older recorders, but the recorder was in the room. I had left it on the mantle in the room where supposedly the mistress is buried in the wall. Mm-hmm. And I left the recorder on for about 3 minutes, and it turned off by itself.
Oh.
So it was like you'll hear this EVP, and actually right after, the recorder just turns off, and that was it.
Can't hear anything.
Yeah, I can't hear hardly. It says buried in a hole.
Buried in a hole.
What?
It sounds really bad.
I think the more interesting part of it not only is that, but that it turned itself off.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys normally don't see that.
No.
When Andy would come in here before, he would say that it's very rare. One time he had, like, some of the equipment fly across a table. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, it's very, very rare to see something physical like that happen.
Yeah, and they were brand new batteries and everything. I checked everything before I put it in there, so. Mm.
See, my work's done at that point.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we try one more time to hear buried in the hole?
I don't hear anything on that.
I feel like
one.
I can hear the buried part, but I can't hear the rest.
Yeah. It sounds completely different over the radio than it is. Well, I'll post it on the website, but it was really cool, so it made me want to go back.
Okay.
So I went back, and the next one I got was actually while we were walking down the hallway.
I can certainly hear a voice there. There's nobody in the house, by the way, right?
Oh, no. It's just me and one of the homeowners.
When she tells you what the words are, it'll make sense to you.
Get me out of here.
Now, keep in mind, somebody's buried in the walls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it says. Ah!
Wow.
Jeez. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have they checked the walls at all? I mean, I would have torn those down just in case and rebuilt them.
It's kind of weird because it would be actually in the walls of a fireplace. And on the outside of the house, there's windows, but there's a fireplace behind it. So there's like windows where something would be, but they like aren't glass. They're just like, but there's a fireplace behind it. So there's no reason for the windows to even be there.
Get me out of here. Okay.
And that's what I would say as soon as I heard that.
Yeah.
Peace.
Uh-huh.
So the next one, I had the recorder downstairs. Me and the homeowner were upstairs in one of the bedrooms just asking questions and stuff. This recorder was downstairs. Nobody was downstairs. And I, keep in mind, I'm the only girl in the house, and there's the other person is a male.
I can't really hear a lot there. Can you guys hear anything?
It sounded like singing.
That's what it is.
Can't really make out exactly
when a ghost
what it is.
It's like little, no offense to little kids who sing, that's great. But little kids singing and ghost singing are both creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah. Hold well, on. I'm not singing, for sure.
Could you make out the song? Was it this one? This was not was.
I thought it was Baby Got Back, but I mean, that's just me.
You can hear it in the back.
I can't register that. Mm-mm. Okay.
So the next one is the last one. Me and the homeowner had left a recorder in the room where the woman is apparently buried in the wall. And there's no one else in the house. And this one kind of freaked me out. It's really weird.
Almost sounds
that
like
sounds
a
like a kid.
Is it a whisper?
Well, listen closely to what it says.
Trima?
Yeah.
Says her name.
What?
It's my name.
Well, maybe they knew a few other Dreamas.
Maybe, wait.
Maybe
again,
Bushrod and Dreama were really popular names back in the day. Hold on. Listen to this, y'all.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's like a and whisper, like, Dreama.
Sounds like a little kid saying it. Oh, my gosh.
Somebody has to go get that dang woman out of the wall.
Can't just they use, like, some kind of sonar? I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of some equipment that you could...
Sonar.
Sure.
Now we're in the ocean.
Yeah, the ocean. But to where they could test the wall without having to knock it down.
Some kind of electric something.
Because she wants out of there.
What are they?
And I'd get
for?
Her out of there.
She's begging you, Avery.
Bones.
Just knock her out of there. No. Everything will be a-okay.
Wow.
Get her out of the wall.
Wow.
Somebody get her out of the wall.
Man.
If this is the first time that you've heard Atlanta Ghost Hunters, we think that there's a lot of credibility with these guys because they don't charge anything. They're not making any money off of this at all. They go out to your home, they check it out, but they don't charge you anything for it. So there's zero reason for them to make these things up. So,
Beth, it's all for fun.
We got to get Beth back on.
I know. Do you want to go back now? I mean, like you said, the first trip intrigued you.
Oh,
and
no.
Now, the last time when she said your name?
I definitely want to go back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a zip code I'm staying away from. Not even the house.
Yeah.
The entire zip code.
This is Melissa. Yeah, no.
Did the workers that left the house ever say why they left or what happened?
Some of them would just drive up and say, no, I've heard the rumors about this house. I'm leaving.
Gotta go. Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on Q100.
The workers left because they're smart. Please stop playing that Dreamer one. I don't usually put much stock in that stuff, and I've never really heard any of the other ones, but that Dreamer one... When I get scared, my eyes like start tearing up and stuff, and I'm like crying right now. That was creepy. And where is that house? So I don't go like anywhere near it. Oh my God.
I don't really want to disclose the exact location because I don't know if they want people knowing or whatever, but it is in Marietta.
And keep something in mind also, like ghosts aren't like in the movies, you know, they're not killing everybody in the home. I mean, the spirits are there, but I've said this before also that I sort of take some comfort in it, knowing that there really is, you know, once you die, that it's not over.
They're more Casper and less Saw.
Oh, God.
Real life, right?
See, I feel the opposite about it. I feel like if they're still here, it's purgatory.
They're stuck.
I don't know.
Well, she's stuck on the wall.
She's trying to get people.
She's like, hey, stupid living humans, get me out of the wall. That's all I want.
You think your dorm room is small. This girl's got problems. Bushrod's got problems.
Hello, I just went out of the wall.
You and I are cool to go to the house, Bert, because one-syllable names aren't cool for ghosts to say. Bert. It just doesn't have the same impact as Dream.
We'll have a link on over to Atlanta Ghost Hunters at Q100Atlanta.com. Thanks for coming in, Dream.
Thank you.
You're on The Bert Show.